Hello, okay, this is the meeting of the Programming Committee of the Disability National Board. Now, I sent out a little agenda that we can use it or we don't have to. It's up to everybody. I personally don't really want to be chair, so I thought we'd have an election for chair.
Well, I think the agenda is adequate for us to get going and start it.
Yeah.
And I really was able to read the overview that Jamie Ross sent. I think that's a plan for it. That's a good framework for us to start focusing on. However, I'm sure other people have other thoughts about programming. But as it relates to your agenda, I think it's adequate, and we can move forward on it if somebody decides that that's appropriate. I don't have any preference at all right now.
Okay,
Jennifer, this is Jamie.
Yeah. Hi, Jamie.
Probably the first thing you should do, is to call the roll since we're on the stream.
Okay, so I don't have, let me get a list of everybody. John, do you have a list of everybody handy? Any chance? Okay, no. Hold on. That's a good idea. But it's just going to take me a minute to get the list. This is why I don't want to be chair. okay. Give me a minute, sort of like in my email somewhere. Well, I can't seem to get it. It's probably on the KPFTX calendar.
You can find it on the calendar. You click on committees on the right-hand side.
Yeah. No, I know. Okay, hold on. Jamie, you and your big suggestion.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. It's logical. Hold on.
Things we don't really know each other, so it's kind of good to.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure that.
With a voice.
I'm not sure that everybody who is on the committee is actually on the calendar list. Actually,
I have the calendar. Jennifer, this is Leslie, and I have the calendar list in front of me.
Oh, do you want to call the roll then?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Thank you.
Benito Diaz?
Right here.
Sharam Agamir? Jim Bennett?
Here.
Betty Dobson? Sasha Futron? Gregory Isaac? Con Hallinan? Jennifer Jaeger.
Here.
Rufina Juarez.
Sasha.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Alberto Luera.
Present.
Efien Nguaza. Nguaza.
Here. Juan Gaza.
Juan Gaza, thank you. Tamari Arendoff. Leslie Radford is here. James Ross.
Here.
Nancy Sebara Naritomi. That's what's on the list on...
Sasha Futron is also here.
I thought I said Sasha. Okay.
I wasn't around when
Leslie,
you called
wasn't there somebody else from KPFK?
Rufina Juarez.
Yeah,
Kim Kaufman and myself.
I thought there were more people.
Oh, just one and two.
No, there are 10 now. I believe Sasha, the last person.
Okay, that's great.
Okay,
Jennifer,
so
my next suggestion is that you read the agenda that you sent around.
Okay.
If you have that.
I do. The next thing.
Can I make a request? I mean, I've heard everybody's names. Can we go quickly around to say where y'all are from? Like which station?
Yeah, I have that. Actually, I have that on the agenda.
Okay.
It's an introduction. So.
Okay, we're approving the agenda first. I see. Okay.
Got it. Does anyone want to add anything to the agenda?
Read it first.
It's approval of agenda, introductions, election of chair and secretary, discussion of committee goals, new business, set next meeting date, and adjourn at 10 p.m. Just very
excellent.
Rough.
I move that we approve this agenda.
Okay.
Second.
Can I add a friendly amendment?
Sure.
Just that, and maybe this is not the time, but at some point that we clarify what the role of the committee is.
Well, that's what the discussion of committee goals and role. Role and goals, how's that?
Okay.
All right. So do we want to do introductions? I'll start with me. And
sure. Madam Acting Chair, I call for the question to adopt the agenda with Benito's a word added to it.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay. So the agenda is adopted. Okay. So now we're going to do introductions. And I'll start with me. I'm Jennifer Jaeger. I'm on WBAI, and I'm actually on the programming committee at WBAI, so I'm extremely interested in, obviously, what the important aspect of being on this board is all about. Anyone can chime in.
And I have a suggestion, Jennifer. Why don't we go, since you started, we should go by station area and kind of sweep across the country east to west.
Go, Jamie.
Okay, so I can go next. My name is Jamie Ross. I'm also from WBAI. Jennifer's on the PNB, but I'm not. I'm only on the LSB. I was on the PNB last year. Last year, I served on the National Finance Committee and the year before that, but this is the first time I've been on a programming committee. So, thanks.
I guess my name is Benito Diaz. I'm from PFW in D.C., and I'm the chair of the programming committee. It's my first time. First year as a board, as an LSB member.
I guess there's only one person from Washington at the moment. Going around, I guess Houston is next. I'm Alberto Loera. I'm a member of the Pacifica National Board. I'm a listener sponsor. Previously, I served on the National Finance Committee. I still serve on the National Finance Committee, and this is my third year. My two previous years, I served as the treasurer of the local station board, and I'm sitting here on the program committee so that I can inject finances with programming if I can. That's it.
Is there anybody else from Texas?
I guess Nancy has not arrived.
Okay, then I guess we're moving around to Los Angeles.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, this is Leslie Radford. I'm on the PNB, and this is my second year on this committee.
Okay, I'm Kim Kaufman. I'm on the LSB, This is my first year on the LSD. This is my first year on everything. So I'm on a couple of different committees. I'm also on the affiliates committee. I don't know if there's any synergy in that.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. We're looking for all the synergy we can get these days.
Okay, PFA?
Yes. Good evening, everybody. My name is Sharam Agamir. I'm a member of the Pacifica National Board. I'm a programmer on paid staff at KPFA. I am co-producer of a weekly show titled Voices of the Middle East and North Africa. And this is my first time serving on one of the PMB committees, actually. I'm also on the technology committee this year. Thank you.
Sasha Fuchman, I'm also on the KPFA LSB in my fourth year, and I'm currently chair of the LSB. And this is my first time on a PNB committee.
So do we want our affiliates now?
Sure.
Okay. I'm Ifia Nwangaza. I'm the founder and general manager of WMXTLP, Greenville, South Carolina. And this is my first year. I think this is my second year time on this committee. And I'm the convener of the affiliates task force.
This is Jim Bennett. I'm the station manager of WMNF in Tampa, Florida. This is my first year as a Pacifica National Board member. I was a programmer at KPFA in Berkeley for close to 30 years. I was also chief engineer of the station for that same period of time. I was the general manager of KPFA, interim general manager for close to 5 years, and also during that time did a lot of the program director duties since we did not have one.
Okay, I think we've wrapped up the introductions. Thank you, everybody. Now we can go to election of chair and secretary. Maybe there are some volunteers who would like to fulfill those roles. Any takers?
Jennifer, question.
Yes. Yes.
This is Leslie. I think Jamie beat me to the punch there. Go ahead, Jamie.
Yeah, my question was, is this just for this evening or sort of for all time?
No, I think for all time.
Okay.
We might as well just get that out of the way.
I believe, Jennifer, that it has been the practice, as inconvenient as it is, to elect committee chairs by closed ballot and to go with
I don't think that's true, Leslie. I mean, other committees have not done it. I mean, I asked Ken Aaron the other night, and he's on the elections committee, and he was, I think, on the governance committee, and they elected by voice vote.
Well, do we want to take a vote if we want to do it by closed ballot or by voice vote?
Well, more important.
Do we have more than one candidate for
the
position?
Yeah, we don't have more than one candidate.
Let me ask another question. If it were done by ballot, how would that work?
Oh, it's horrible. You don't want
I'll tell you, Jennifer, it's quite awkward, and this committee bogged down last year over that process, frankly, in trying to get that done.
I mean, is there anyone here that wants to do it by closed ballot?
Unless we have more than one candidate, we should just go ahead and ask for a volunteer that is willing to stick their neck into the noose, and we'll pull them up high.
I'm waiting to hear that volunteer speak up,
Jennifer,
but I haven't heard of him.
Jennifer, were you here last year?
No. I'm just the convener. I was on a PNB committee, the programming committee, in 2008.
2008, you know, that year, and I was just a member. So,
Jennifer, this is Jamie. I have a question.
Okay.
My question is, I would be willing to be chair if, you know, the problem last year, I was chair of the finance committee, and that committee got to it met every week, which was way too much.
Jamie, this is, I have us down for once a month. I mean, we
once
can,
a month. Yeah, once a month, I could do.
Or Jamie, I could do it. This is Leslie. You know, either way is fine. If it's once a month, I can handle that.
I mean, this is just my suggestion, once a month, but if there's something pressing, you know, we can always add meetings. But I kind of tried to grab dates that were available on Mondays for the next at least few months. So.
Yeah, I have to admit I got a little frustrated last year when we didn't hardly meet as a committee at all. And I think we do have some work to get done here.
Okay. We can always add meetings to the once-a-month schedule if we need to. So who will it be, Jamie or Leslie?
I'm happy
Jamie,
to.
Jamie, I'll put a coin.
I'm happy to do it if it's not all the if it's once a month.
Okay.
As am I.
Leslie, do you want to be secretary?
No, not particularly. I don't nope. Type fast, and I tend to walk around when I have meetings.
Okay.
Jamie, do you want to be the secretary?
Not. Well, you know, I would if it came to it.
Anybody else for secretary? No. Well. How does the group want to proceed from here?
Well, I think since you have two
candidates, you could have a voice vote for this evening, and if people aren't happy with that, we could do a mail ballot if people really want to do that for the future. That's what I would suggest.
Jennifer, does that mean, okay, does anybody... What? I think, never mind.
Well, do people want to do a voice vote on it?
Yes.
Fine by me.
Okay. Okay.
Want to give a little pitch for yourself?
Say that again?
Each of them get to, you know, like a minute to, like, pitch for themselves?
That's a good idea. Jamie, do you want to start?
Sure. Thank you, Jennifer. Yeah, as I said earlier, I have been on the PNB in the past for a couple of years. I decided not to serve this year because last year as chair of the Finance Committee was such an intense time commitment. I had to take a break. I've been more focused on my work with the PNB and Pacifica Governance on financial issues. They're not the only thing that I care about, though, but I have been more focused on them. I'm actually anxious to serve on it, to work on a different aspect of governance. You know, programming really is what our network does, and our governance really deals with programming very little, if at all. And I believe when we do, we don't deal with it in a very effective manner. So... You know, some things I would like to see the programming committee do is provide useful reports for the PNB on different aspects of Pacifica station programming. You know, how the stations break out as far as public affairs, news, music, arts, talk, whatever. How long station shows have been on the air at the different stations. What is the program evaluation process at each station, and how often does it happen? How often is it supposed to happen? How often does it really happen? And various information like that. I certainly wouldn't want to get into it. I wouldn't want this committee to get into any areas of, you know, making any decisions about programming ourselves. I don't really believe that's our role. That's not really even the PNB's role. But it is, I believe, the role of this committee to inform the PNB and kind of help catalyze a discussion about programming that will help move the programming process in the network forward, which I believe it has been stalled. You know, I think most people will agree that Pacific programming needs some changes if we're going to remain relevant and healthy. So I guess that would be my pitch. Thanks.
Okay, Leslie?
excuse me, I seem to have a frog in my throat. Yeah, I certainly agree with most of what Jamie said, and I'd like to add to that that I think the programming committee should be the intersection of everything Pacifica does. As I was going through working out suggested policies we need in place, it became difficult for me to sort out what was programming and what wasn't. And I think we, as a programming committee, should step up in a way that hasn't happened before to assert the importance of programming across the network. And I think that has been on the back burner of the PNB for some time. I also find that, I also think that programming, I agree with Jamie, we shouldn't get into programming policy. This committee tried to do that a few years back, and it became very contentious, and I would like to see this committee operating smoothly and in a friendly manner with common goals. I think we need to define our role at this point as not affecting direct change to programming and seeing if we can stabilize and move this body forward. As I say, it was very ineffective last year, and I'd like to see it become an effective and useful committee this year with a bunch of good people working together.
Okay. So,
Madam Chair?
Yes, Alberto.
I make a motion that we take a roll call vote, voice vote, for the election of chair of this committee. And that's my formal motion, so that the record will show that there was a formal motion brought forth to take a voice vote, given, provided, that both candidates agree to it.
I second the motion. Okay, is there any objection?
Well, as one of the candidates, I really would prefer a closed ballot, and I hate to be problematic about this, but that has been Pacifica policy, and it's in the bylaws, and I think until we change that, we really have to adhere to that.
Well, you know, Leslie, you need to show us where in the bylaws, because as I said, governance did an open vote the other night. And
Well, I believe the motion was if one of the candidates preferred a closed ballot. And
well, that's
I'm
fine
saying,
if you prefer it, but if you're saying it's in the bylaws, please show us where it's in the bylaws.
Well, just a moment, and I'll look it up. I've got the bylaws in front of me here. I usually do at most meetings.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, go on with the discussion. It's going to take me a moment.
Well, in the meantime, what we could do is we could vote on what to do for this evening so we can move forward this evening.
Well, Mr. Chairman, Madam Chairman, sorry, I'm already. As far as I understand, to do a vote by electronic ballot, we have to send them somewhere.
Well, you can send them to me.
Has everybody access to their internet as they're on this call? I mean, I do, but I don't know. Does everybody have access to internet?
I do.
That's right.
And
not on this call. I do, but not.
You know, I'm an election integrity person in my other life, and the whole, you know, like ballots being not having any security here, I don't get it. You know, I don't get how that's done.
They're usually sent to Christine at the main office, and two people witness them. She prints them out, two people witness them, and the decision is resolved there.
Well, since that obviously can't happen tonight, should we just vote on having somebody acting as chair for this evening and set up a regular election for this month?
I would suggest that Jennifer, the convener, just continue conducting the meeting, and between now and the next meeting, we'll get our little votes in to our contact person at the national office. And what's her name? Leslie? What's her name?
Christine.
Christina. Yeah, Christine. Christine is the proper person. I've heard that before in the different committees. And I think her name is her email address. I might be wrong, but I think it's Christine at Pacifica.
Can you spell it or lay out the email address?
Could I suggest that we circulate it, that we have someone? Do we have somebody
around? Could somebody, Leslie, could you find out the information and send it to all of us?
Be happy to.
Thank you.
No problem at all.
The email address?
Yeah, obviously her email address. And Leslie, you might notify her that this was happening.
Of course.
So,
and Jennifer, you can continue the meeting as convener until next meeting when the election will be final.
So we still don't have a secretary.
Before we move on, can I just ask each of the candidates to clarify what they were saying earlier about what should or should not be the role of the committee vis-a-vis, what is it, a programming policy or role? I wasn't all that clear as to what you were both saying.
Well, I'd be happy to.
Okay.
I think that at some point we may want a Pacifica-wide programming policy. I don't think that's where this committee should begin its work. I think we should get to know each other on more manageable and less contentious tasks before we go there. We have three policies in front of us from years past, all of which are in some ways the same, in some ways different, and ultimately need to be reconciled and reviewed.
Okay. Yes, Benito, I would answer your question as follows. I agree with Leslie in several ways. Basically, we're a committee of the Pacifica National Board, and the Pacifica National Board doesn't do programming, and not even the direct employees of the Pacifica National Board, which are the CFO and the ED, they don't do programming either. Programming decisions in our network are basically made at the local stations by program management one way or the other. So, you know, basically I view our first job is to find out kind of what they're doing and how they're doing it. I think it's kind of a stretch that the PNB is going to be making effective programming policy that's in very much deep detail, and that it will actually be followed. The de facto programming, and actually de jure and de facto programming power, is at the local station. So, you know, I would hate to see this committee get bogged down in trying to make programming policy ourselves, because first of all, it's not really our job as I see it, and second of all, it probably wouldn't be. It wouldn't be followed. You know, the stations wouldn't pay attention, which has happened in the past to many PNB policies, not just regarding programming, but regarding other things too. So, you know, I think we can kind of define a job for ourselves that will be helpful, to the PNB for whom we work, and that will help the discussion around Pacifica programming move forward, and will help our programming get better, but not actually, at least not at the beginning, putting ourselves in the role of trying to make programming policy. So I hope that makes sense.
Okay.
Can I ask say something about our role? I see, especially at BAI, and I'm sure it's true for many of the stations, that there aren't
any sort of procedures for implementing programming, for seeing that we meet the goals of our communities, that there's public input. Seems that the programming, it's a very haphazard procedure, both for the producers and staff and for the public, that many times the program director has complete say over the content of the programming. And at BAI, on the programming committee, we were trying to work up a procedure, some sort of procedure, utilizing programming councils to try to make it a more open and fair and inclusive experience for the station. So I was kind of hoping on this committee that we could maybe come up with a suggested procedure, really think about what would make sense. A structure, and at least pass it around to the stations, and also I'd like to get the information from the stations to see exactly what their programming procedures are. I think that's very important. I know it can be controversial, but I think we should think about it. Also, I see our role in what Jamie had sent around about gathering information, looking at all the program grids of all the stations, seeing what's successful, and kind of thinking about that. The other thing is, in 2008, Rob Robertson was the chair of the programming committee, and they put forth a motion to the PNB that was passed. It was kind of general, but it had some good things in it about sharing programming among different stations, about utilizing national more. And I did send it around. I don't know if people read it, but it maybe we can kind of start off where that left. Where that left off.
It was about a 20-page report that Rob did.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if the two chairs want to comment on it, or anyone else?
Well, we do have a working draft comparison that never got approved of Rob Robinson's proposal, the GM's proposal, and the programming policy that was in place before and remains in place, I believe. And I would be happy to try to dig that out and pass that around as a side-by-side comparison of the three.
Okay.
May I also remind folks that I sent out a copy of a survey that was done of affiliates, I believe in 07. And while it may be to some degree dated, I'm quite anxious to make sure that affiliates are considered in the discussion of programming, whether it's as exchange or as original source programming.
Good point, Afia.
That was sent out to all members of this committee?
Yes.
Yeah, I actually sent that out early on in February.
Thank you.
I'm wondering if whoever sent that out could maybe resend it. I think there was some difficulty. This is Sasha with my email address, and I don't remember seeing that.
Afia, could you send it to Sasha?
I guess I can get her email address off of the calendar.
I'd like it. And this is Kim. Sorry, this is Kim. I'd like it too.
Okay.
Well, why don't you just send it to everybody, I guess.
that's my plan.
Okay, so I think, do the two candidates have anything else to discuss? Okay. All right, so we're going to have a closed election. We'll hear the results at the next meeting. Or maybe they can be sent out.
Do you find it in the bylaws, Leslie?
I'm sorry, I got distracted looking for the programming policies.
Well, let's move on, and Leslie can keep on working.
And I did send the email to Christine, so I am busy over here.
So, Leslie?
Yes.
A quick question for a couple of the members. So can you just quickly verify Christine's email address? Is it Christine? At pacifica.org?
Wait, Benito,
before I will email everybody with her email address as soon as she confirms that she can do this. If not, it'll be someone else at the office.
Let me
hear back from her before I take care of that.
Gotcha.
And while we're on this topic, who do we have on the call from KPFA? I'm asking because we need somebody to receive ballots from Christine.
Oh, Sasha and Sharam.
Yeah, they're both here.
Can you guys take care of that?
Yeah, sure. I can do it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so shall we move on to discussion of committee goals and the role and the goals of the committee? I already sort of put my two cents in. Does anybody?
I'd like to get on the stack.
Okay, Alberto. Anybody else?
Lucia.
Jim.
Okay. Anyone else?
Maybe Sasha.
Okay, Sasha.
What are you asking for? I'm sorry.
We're going to have a general discussion of the committee role and goals. So if nobody else is on the stack, we'll start with Alberta.
Okay. Thank you. I think programming is a very delicate subject for everybody in the network. I know that everybody discusses it. I know it has been the focus, and it's been the discussion, and it, in many instances it has become the problem. I understand, even though I'm not aware, that there has been work done previously in different years of the different committees, and there are documents that will be coming to us, as per Leslie's comments of Rob Robinson's work, etc., and the 07 work. I think one of the more critical issues in 2010, as far as programming is concerned, and I don't know how to inject it or how to flip it or flop it or put it into the mix of this, but one of the biggest problem that the Pacifica Foundation is currently experiencing is in the area of finances. And while, you know, we would like, if the world was perfect, that everything would be hunky-dory, at the end of the day, we cannot, the organization cannot leave out the expenses that the foundation is incurring in the five signal areas. All very different, all very singular, all having different histories and being in five little separate boats, all connected one another to a huge chain. I have found that within the organization, unfortunately, people glaze over when we talk about numbers and dollars and money, And we get reports about all the brackets that are in our operation, and it is glossed over. And I think that we cannot, doing our fiduciary responsibility, can gloss over the fact that the way that some of the signal areas are programming and how it's moving along or is non-sustainable and is bringing us always closer to the brink of financial collapse, because we cannot afford, our listeners cannot continue paying for the cost of the programming that is being put on the air. And while we're all very protective of our own personal wants and needs and hopes, etc., we cannot leave the financial aspect out of any programming recommendations that deal, any recommendations that deal with programming. We cannot leave the financial mix out of it. And that's what you guys are going to be hearing from me. Thank you.
Okay, Sophia?
Jennifer, can I get on the stack at the end? Or whoever, you know, at the end, you know, can I be put on the stack? This is
Leslie?
Kim.
Okay, yeah, okay, sure. Sophia's next.
Okay, I wanted to associate myself with the comments that Jennifer made earlier and to add to them my feeling that it's important that we have at least an eye, if not a move, towards viewing ourselves and functioning as a part of a global network with local aspects, and to begin to look towards other opportunities that have been indicated at various other points, those being one, having a satellite station or channel, I'm not sure what the correct, I think it's channel, one. Two, having a national internet network or system that would broadcast, taking the best of from the various stations and networks, and also accessing Al Jazeera English, which is growing in popularity and hopefully is not beyond, is not at this point beyond our reach. So I wanted to put those three things out there as well.
What was the first one again, please?
The first one, we had at one point been, meaning the PMB, had been approached about the possibility of doing a Sirius channel, satellite channel. And it's because we were not, we did not respond in a timely fashion, we apparently missed the opportunity. So I would like to see us see if that possibility can be revived, and what would it mean in terms of developing network programming as opposed to five individual stations and affiliate interfacing wherever it occurs.
Sophia, would you want to make some sort of motion, maybe to the next meeting along those lines, especially where it concerns Al Jazeera, acquiring Al Jazeera, the network?
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. Okay, the next person is Jim.
Yeah, two things. One is I would like to move or suggest that we as committee members review the policies that you just sent us from 2008, the GM strategic plan and the programming policy comparison document, and out of those try to make some observations or recommendations at the next committee meeting. And then the second thing, I do think that we want, or I would want to try to move toward having a more transparent and uniform policy throughout the network in terms of how people present programming proposals to whatever body decides on programs at the individual stations, and also how stations evaluate programming on an ongoing and consistent basis. We did a great deal of work after 1999 at KPFA, establishing written proposal forms, setting up review committees that consisted of peers as well as community members, and then also programming staff to be able to do evaluations and try to make such things as a program council a functioning body so that it doesn't feel as if, and it in fact isn't, as if one or two people are making programming decisions at the station, but there is more of a consensus and more assistance to whoever is making evaluations from some of the participants at the station, the volunteers and community members.
Jim, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
About that? Did you actually have a structure for your programming committee?
Yes.
Or do you have that in writing anywhere that you might be able to?
There's a great deal of that, and actually Tracy Rosenberg worked on that for a long time with us and some other community members to come up with a pretty comprehensive plan, and some of us do in fact still have that. I'm pretty sure that Tracy has that as well. I think we can probably get that to the committee, and that might be very helpful for our future discussions in the next year.
Yeah, definitely. That's really informative. Okay. Sasha.
Yeah. I personally think that maybe we should do, for one thing, some sort of a laundry list, I would call it, of what the committee might be able to, you know, should be working on or might consider working on. One of the things that occurs to me is that, to me, what we are is programming. I mean, we're radio stations, and we're programming, therefore. And yet it's, you know, the most untouchable subject, and it is the one that really gets, at least from my viewpoint, involved here with KPFA, the least review. Right now, I mean, there was a functioning program council at KPFA, for example. There no longer is a program council at KPFA. One of the things that the board has to do this year is exactly what Jim was talking about, look at the program council in terms of when it was functioning at its prime a few years ago and getting that information from Tracy and looking at that and maybe considering some changes to that, you know, in terms of what worked and what didn't work and putting together a new program council. But it would seem to me that the very first thing that we should do is probably find out, you know, how programming decisions are being made at all the stations and just have a report on that. Is there a program council? Isn't there? Is there a functioning CAB? What role does it play? You know, how much actual public input is there into programming decisions? How much should there be? You know, who's making the decisions? How are those decisions being made? Are programs evaluated once they're on the air? Do they have, for the rest of their life until we all fight about it and have a big feud and maybe something gets bumped off the air? You know, how does this all function sort of station by station with the five stations to see what we're really doing, for starters, and maybe do that as a report to the PNB, and then maybe come up with some suggestions as to an optimal plan for how it should be done. And that's where we get into controversial trouble. But it would seem to me that I've always sort of been absolutely amazed and startled and shocked and upset by the fact that programming seems to get the very least attention of all, and yet it is our business. This is the business of radio, is to produce radio programming. And I like the ideas that were put out, I think, by Jamie in an email in terms of things to be considered. I think it's fine to look at Arbitron. I think we ought to also, however, also see how accurate Arbitron actually is supposed to be and whether it really applies well to stations such as ours or is better suited to commercial stations. So that's my two cents.
Okay, Ken?
Okay, first of all, I guess I want to say that I really agree with Alberto. I personally have just started floating the idea at KPFK about a fundraising committee or meeting or, ad hoc group. And quite a few people were very enthusiastic about that. So I personally, there's the whole fundraising thing and how that impacts the whole station is just ignored. And I think part of what needs to be judged with the programming is it popular? Does it raise money? And like that. So I'd like that to be a consideration. I didn't understand what Afia said about Al Jazeera. Oh, and I think the Sirius thing is really interesting, if somehow we could get on Sirius. But I didn't understand what was mentioned about Al Jazeera.
Afia, do you want to?
Yeah. There was, over the past
year,
12 to 18 months, there's been discussion about what appears to be an approach from Al Jazeera.
To Pacifica?
For Pacifica, yes, to Pacifica.
Wow, why?
And there, and it's kind of gone up and down, back and forth, and last year the PNB voted to explore it and to see if we couldn't move it forward, and actually, Leslie and Nia and myself were the three people who were tasked with doing that, but wound up getting bogged down in other PNV issues. So I view it as a primary goal for this year. And my concern is that the offer apparently was made because it's free. There were some questions about how it would be carried, whether it had to be carried on all of the stations or whether it could be edited or some other such questions. And that's
You mean just for us to run, for that they're offering like an hour of programming?
Exactly.
Oh, I see. I thought there was some like giant merger between Al Jazeera and Pacifica.
Oh,
okay.
No.
No, okay.
No.
Okay, good. Okay.
No. So those questions had to be answered. And in the meantime, a number of other broadcasters have picked it up and picked up in whole or in part, and while we're still fiddling. So
typical.